With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Voters in Kalamazoo will elect 7 members to the City Commission next week. Under a new format, the vote for mayor is separate from the other 6 city commissioners. WMUK's Gordon Evans spoke with both men running for mayor of Kalamazoo.
Bobby Hopewell was first elected mayor of Kalamazoo in 2007. He has been re-elected every 2 years since then by winning the most votes of any candidate running for Kalamazoo City Commission. But voters approved amendments to the city charter last year that changed the election format. One of them allows for the mayor to be elected separately. Hopewell is running for another 2-year term as mayor, saying that while much has been accomplished in the 12 years he's been on the commission, there is still much work to do. Chris Mba is the only challenger on the ballot for mayor. He is CEO of Aviators, which he says helps design engagement strategies for people and businesses. Mba says he wants to transform Kalamazoo and bring more transparency and accountability to the city. Mba, who ran unsuccessfully for Kalamazoo School Board last year, has served on various boards, including the Allied Site Task Force. The EPA has proposed a cleanup plan for the Superfund site, similar to one put forward by the city earlier this year. It would cap and contain PCB material at the Allied Paper landfill site. Mba says that's not good enough.
We need to have a full and complete cleanup removal. The EPA had stated that the resources available were not part of the decision-making process, so why are we relegating back to a cover-up solution? I think the people have spoken, and the commission and the EPA are not listening.
Mba says he stands by his original position that all PCB contamination should be removed from the Superfund site. Hopewell says he also wanted all PCB contamination taken away, but he says the city needed to have a plan B.
This is the closest that we could get to where we wanted to be, not what I've wanted from the beginning. Total removal is what I've wanted, what the community has wanted and voiced, but we also needed to have a plan B in case that didn't occur. And the plan B certainly didn't get us to plan A, but it didn't get us the EPA's plan C, which was just to cap.
Hopewell says that plan C from the EPA would not have allowed for the redevelopment of any of the site. He says the city's plan, now the proposal from the EPA, will allow for about 30 acres of land at the former Allied Paper landfill to be redeveloped. Kalamazoo faces a budget shortfall estimated at nearly $3 million for next year. That is expected to grow to about $6 million a year by 2020. A Blue Ribbon panel has been appointed to examine ways to generate additional revenue for the city. Chris Mba says the panel seems too focused on one idea.
Why is a city income tax seemingly the best solution we have that is not sustainable?
Mba says he wants property that the city owns, but isn't currently using, to be made available for redevelopment.
I would like to see city-owned properties being put on the tax roll. We're looking at generating revenue, but the only seemingly viable solution we're hearing from this Blue Ribbon panel, as it is called, is a city income tax.
Mba says while he's open to other ideas for raising revenue, he would not support a city income tax. But Bobby Hopewell says nothing should be considered off the table right now.
You might find that with some of these decisions, it may be off the table for citizens because at the end of the day, a number of these options that they may bring forward will require a public vote. And so everyone will have the opportunity to have their voice heard, potentially even more so than me.
Hopewell says he won't prejudge the work of the committee before it comes to the city commission. He says that a city income tax is just one possibility under review. Hopewell expects city commissioners to have multiple options to consider from the revenue panel. Kalamazoo voters will elect either Hopewell or Mba for a 2-year term as mayor. In future years, 3 city commissioners will be elected every 2 years, and they will serve 4-year terms. Since the changes were approved last year, this is a transition year to the new system. All Kalamazoo City Commission seats are up for election this year. The top 3 finishers will get 4-year terms on the Kalamazoo City Commission, while the next 3 will get 2-year terms. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.